This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful fall weekend, it is around here. We hope it is fun and seasonal and maybe not too cold. Maybe it's just right time to get out and take on some projects around your house, pick up a paintbrush, fix a busted board, step up the trim. Maybe you're thinking about some new windows. Maybe you're getting ready to update your kitchen. Don't want to spend a lot of money. You can paint it. You can change the floor. You can get a new countertop. There's a lot of ways to do that, save some money. Whatever is on that big to-do list that we all have, and in particular yours, we would love to help you get it done. You can get in touch with us a couple of different ways. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, in a strong home seller's market, offering your home as is a really popular way to avoid demands by buyers for repairs or upgrades that could take away from the selling price of the house. But surprisingly, it turns out that the strategy doesn't always deliver the intended result, and it can even hurt your chances of getting the best price for your home. We will explain why just ahead.
And also coming up, whether your furniture is heirloom or IKEA, it's likely to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got those munchkins running around your house. Those kids love to wreck your furniture, but, you know, you're going to end up with water rings and dings and dents and scratches. It's bound to happen, you guys. But the best news is they're easy to fix. We're going to tell you how in today's smart spending tip.
And are you looking to hire a contractor, but you're afraid you'll get a bad apple? Well, it is possible to weed out the unqualified or unreliable general contractors by asking the right questions. We've got a checklist to help you out.
All right, but first, let us help you create your best home ever. What projects are you guys working on? It's getting into the wintry fall, cozy time. So let's help get your inside of your home in tip-top shape and the outside as well, so you'll be ready for the winter. Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Tulsa, where Casey's on the line with a decking question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, guys. So I'm in the process of tearing out the top boards on my deck. It's a somewhat new deck, but you can tell that it wasn't treated properly on the top board, so there's some rotting going on.
Okay.
The joists underneath look pretty good. So I've successfully torn them out and replaced them with new top boards. What I want to know is, what does the process look like for sealing that properly to make sure the boards don't rot out like they did last time?
So is the deck made of pressure-treated lumber, Casey?
Yes.
The floor joists, are they pressure-treated?
Yes.
All right, so with pressure treatment, you don't have to worry about decay. Decay should not happen with pressure-treated lumber for a long, long time. What you do have to be concerned about is just the cracking or checking, as we call it when it comes to wood, that happens from exposure to the sun. The UV radiation causes the wood to shrink and crack. So generally, when you're finishing a deck, that's the reason you're finishing it, is to give it some protection against the sun. So now that you have taken off the damaged boards, you've got new decking on there, you might at this point, since we're in fall, want to wait a little bit of time. I would say this would be a great spring, early summer project, because you don't really have to do anything to that for, you know, a good part of the first year. But since we're going into the fall now, I'd make this maybe a spring, summer project to do. You want to make sure you find a period of time when the deck is really dry. A couple of days of sun would be great. And then you're going to use a good quality stain on that, an exterior stain. You have some options on how dense that stain is. It comes transparent, semi-transparent, and then solid color. Now, we always recommend solid color, and the reason is because it gives the deck the most protection, yet you can still see the grain through it. Most popular is semi-transparent, but it won't last nearly as long. When you apply it, you can apply it with a roller, you can apply it with a spray. It's a little bit tricky to get into the nooks and crannies when it comes with a deck, so I kind of like a spray application, and you could rent a sprayer. You could buy a sprayer. They're not very expensive. They're made by a lot of great companies. Wagner makes one just for homeowners. And I tell you, my buddy did his deck and a gazebo with a sprayer, and he was using paint, not even stain, because he just wanted to paint it. And the whole project took him like a day because it was just so efficient to apply the product that way. So that's what you're up against. Just wait to spring, early summer, to stain it, and you should get maybe 4, 5, 6 years out of it that way.
Great. Thank you so much. I love the show and appreciate the help.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Casey.
Nancy in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about asbestos. How can we help you today?
I live in a home that was built in the mid-1950s. And on the ceiling, there are one-by-one square ceiling tiles. And I would like to take those off and just have a smooth ceiling put up. But I see on all these home improvement shows where they get into pulling things out of older houses, and some of the things have asbestos in them. And I'm wondering how you tell that.
Asbestos can't be visually identified. It has to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could potentially do is take a sample of one of those ceiling tiles and send it to an asbestos testing lab and have it identified.
How do you find an asbestos testing lab?
You can buy kits at any sort of major home center. I know Home Depot carries one. I think one of the main brands that you can find in stores is ProLab. And then you send a piece of whatever you're concerned about to this company, and they run a test and get it back to you with whatever their findings are. Now, the issue with asbestos is that it's so lightweight that if it becomes, you know, particulate, if it breaks up and gets into the air, I mean, it takes almost a full day for it ever to reach to the ground. So that's why there is such a concern when there is asbestos present. But most likely your ceiling tiles are hopefully fine.
Yeah, they're probably just a fiber tile, which we saw, you know, millions of these used in the 50s. But if you're concerned, that would be the way to do it, to send a sample to an asbestos testing lab. You can use one that's available in retail, or if you just Google asbestos testing lab, you'll find these all over the country. Find a good one, you know, slip a piece in a plastic bag, send it off, and they'll read it for you.
Okay, great. I didn't know they existed.
All right, Nancy, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, selling a home as is means what the buyer sees, the buyer gets. But while this kind of hardball offer is popular in a seller's market, those who take this route usually lose money in the long run. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can get expert help for the care and feeding of your home right here. We help you create your best home ever.
Hey, guys, you can listen to The Money Pit when you want if you follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ed and I was on the line with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home. It's a ranch style on the basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering, is it insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss. And, yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure. And because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing that second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier
to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes in depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air-conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air-conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think? Or?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. For a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, selling a home as is, it means what the buyer sees, the buyer gets. Now, the seller's not going to make any repairs or updates to the property in order to close that deal. So while on the surface this option appears cheaper, those who take this route usually lose some money in the long run. And here's why.
Yeah, the sales price, first of all, will generally be lower. If you're looking to make a significant or even just a little return on investment from your sale, then you're not doing yourself any favors when you try to sell as is, because both minor and major home improvements are going to hold the potential to generate more than 100% return on investment on the cost of those upgrades. But outdated homes usually sell for less than the market value.
Now, if your home is in extreme disrepair, buyers are going to have a harder time getting approved by their lender for a traditional mortgage. And that's going to limit your pool of eligible buyers, and it could cause the sales process to take a lot longer. Plus, last year, nearly 40% of buyers who purchased a new home were looking to avoid renovations and structural repairs. So basically, buyers are looking for a property that's move-in ready, and you're going to have a harder time attracting prospects if your property needs some work.
And also, you'll actually get fewer offers. The current seller's market has sparked bidding wars on houses nationwide. But by not making those necessary repairs and updates, the seller is likely to receive fewer offers on the listing. I mean, why should a buyer purchase an outdated property when they can purchase a newer one for a few thousand dollars more? And I think one of the worst signals this sends is mistrust. Buyers are going to think you are hiding something. If you put your house on the market as is, buyers think you are up to no good. I can tell you, I was a home inspector for over 20 years, and I heard that over and over again from my clients. You know, it's as is. I wonder what they're hiding. So just think about this, because you may not be doing the right thing by trying to sell your home as is. You might be better off fixing up the things that need to be fixed up and putting it on the market and then take it from there.
John in Connecticut's on the line and has a question about flooring. What are you working on?
Well, I have a house that has concrete floor. It has no basement, and it's on a concrete floor, and I'm wondering what type of flooring I should put on it.
So you have a lot of options. One thing that I would try to avoid would be carpet, because carpet on concrete tends to potentially cause an unsafe situation, because you can get a lot of dust that can grow mold in a space like that. You can get a lot of allergens that will trap in a space like that. So I would look at hard surface flooring and use throw rugs if you wanted to have something soft underfoot. If you want an inexpensive option, you could use laminate flooring. Laminate flooring is very durable, very attractive today. It can look like hardwood flooring. It can can look like stone, it can look like tile. They've got the technology down to the point where they can sort of print into the laminate pieces itself the impressions of the stone, the impressions of the grain. So I think it's a very attractive option for concrete slabs. Another one is engineered lumber, right, Leslie?
Now, a great option is an engineered hardwood. Now, what's so great about that is the top layer is actually the hardwood. So if you've got that real natural look in mind, this is the way to get it. But what's underneath that top layer is sort of a compressed structure, almost like a plywood. And those are done at varying grains, you know, across from each other. That makes it structurally stable. So if you're in a moisture or high moisture environment, that's really going to be the best choice if you're looking for an actual hardwood.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good. I'll look into that, and I appreciate the information.
Wendy in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have two drafty doors, and we opted to use the peel-and-stick foam insulator.
Okay.
And it didn't work that well, and it just created more of a gap, it seemed like. It just didn't work at all, and I'm just wondering what kind of solution can we use instead of the peel and stick filling stuff.
So when you say the peel and stick foam, you mean when the doors close, you get drafts that come through them and you use the peel and stick weather stripping?
Yes.
Do you want to operate these doors in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And what kind of doors are they? What are they made of? Are they metal doors or are they...
It's a metal door.
So it's an old metal sliding glass door.
No, it's a regular door. It's just, and it goes out to our patio, but it's not a wood door. It's made of metal.
Oh, it's a metal door. It's a regular metal door.
Yes.
Are the drafts coming in around the sides and top of the door, or are they coming under the door?
Under the door and on the sides, right where the door locks.
If the door is out of alignment, in other words, if you close the door and it doesn't evenly strike the jamb all the way around, it's going to be almost impossible to get a seal from that type of weather stripping. It's got to strike the weather stripping and then compress it a little bit to give you the seal. Now, I would take a look very carefully closing that door, like, you know, open and close it from the outside, bringing it to where it just starts to touch the jamb, and see if it strikes evenly all the way around. If it doesn't strike evenly, then you need to adjust the door, and that's usually done by moving the door jamb one way or the other to get it to basically hang better so that it will strike evenly. In terms of the door at the bottom, the door saddle might be replaceable, or in the alternative, you could do something that's probably even easier and less expensive, is you could put a door sweep on the bottom of the door. Now, a sweep attaches to the face of the door, and it basically goes right down to the floor. It looks kind of like broom-like. It has bristles that are really tight together, and that actually will help a lot of the breeze that's coming through and under the door.
Okay.
And then, of course, you could always go with a storm door, and that's another way to approach the whole thing. Okay?
That sounds perfect.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, whether your furniture is heirloom or IKEA, it's definitely going to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got those kids running around the house. They love to destroy all the furniture that you love so much. But I promise you, water rings, dings, dents, scratches, you're going to end up with them, but we can help you get rid of them. We're going to tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I thought that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It up and stuff, because you know how the tarps let some water through, and boy, when those concrete bags get wet or get damp or humid, they start to solidify, and we just didn't need that.
Well, at least you got your workout in. Dave in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a multifamily unit that I own, and I'm having trouble with the floor. The floor is, it's a three-story building, the bottom floor being below ground level. Sort of like a garden apartment. The windows are at level. The second and third floor, the floor is cement poured over, I think it's plywood underneath it. But right inside the door, there's a large area that's completely shattered. And it dips down in sections maybe as much as an inch when you step on it. I'm just wondering how to repair this. Would I need to remove the whole floor?
What I think you're describing is the fire retardant that is used in multifamily construction. So to repair this, what you need to do is to remove that surface that looks like concrete. I don't believe it's actually concrete. I believe it's a product called Gypcrete, G-Y-P-C-R-E-T-E. It basically goes on as a liquid, and then it dries, and it looks like concrete, but it's really a fire retardant. So you would tear out the old material, you'd repair the floor, which is obviously water damage being near a door, and then you would restore it with new Gypcrete to fill that area in. And if you do it in that order, you won't disturb the fire retardancy of the floor construction, but you'll get the solidity back that you're losing because of the rot.
And the Gypcrete would be the same thickness, or, because it's almost 2 inches thick.
Yeah, you actually mix it up and you trowel it on.
Okay.
So you mix it to fit.
You say I'd have to repair the subfloor underneath it, so remove the plywood, go back to the joists, and lay new plywood. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. That would be a standard carpentry repair there, but you're adding new Gypcrete on top of it to restore the fire protection.
Okay. Excellent. That's what I'll have to do.
Well, unless you live in a museum, your furniture is likely to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got kids. But while the water rings and the dings and the dents and the scratches are bound to happen, there are a lot of ways to bring that furniture back to pristine or, you know, close to pristine condition.
We've got tips to help you do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. So let's talk about the most common issues and the fixes for those, starting with those white rings. If you get those on furniture, they're generally caused when water vapor penetrates into a finish. Now, you can get rid of them by wiping them gently with a cloth that is barely dampened with denatured alcohol. That's the key. The denatured alcohol does the trick. Now, what about those chips? Well, if you've got a clear finish, it's chipped, but the underlying color is intact, check this trick out. Fill the ding with a few drops of clear nail polish. After the polish dries, just sand it flush with some very fine sandpaper, like 600 grit. Works really, really well. And then you could use a little steel wool and paste wax on top of that to, you know, add some sheen if it's still not exactly where you want it. Or you can even use some auto polishing compound. That's got a very fine abrasive in it. And just put that on with a rag, rub it out, and you'll find that it blends in perfectly.
Yeah, now here's a trick for things that happen generally around my house with two very active boys. You end up with large scratches or worn edges. And here's the trick. Those felt tip touch-up markers that you see around the home improvement stores, those really do work well for these worn edges and any scratches. They're going to come in a variety of wood tones to match your furniture. I mean, the most common furniture stains. You're going to use it to color in those large scratches or the edges where that stain has worn away. And you only want to apply it to those damaged areas and then wipe immediately if you do get any on the neighboring finish. And then finally, you're going to apply a coat of paste wax over that repair, but also over the entire adjacent surface to help you get a nice even sheen. I mean, this is a great trick. We use it far too often here.
And all those materials can easily be found in the paint aisle of your local hardware store, except for the nail polish. Well, you guys know where to find it.
Well, that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, are you looking to hire a contractor, but you're afraid that you're going to end up with a bad apple? Now, you can weed out those contractors that you might feel are unqualified or unreliable if you ask the right questions. We're going to tell you what they are when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings.
Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Leah in Kansas on the line with a concrete question. Tell us what you were working on.
I'm in an old house that I got in a survivorship, and it's got an old, probably was built in the 60s. I'm in the prairie of Kansas. It has an entryway concrete porch. It just keeps cracking and cracking due to earthquakes. We had a pretty good one a week or so ago, and now it's really unlevel. Some of the cracks are small enough that I can fill and aren't unlevel, and I'm just wondering, because I don't know, I don't live near a Lowe's or a Home Depot or anything like that. That thing's like an hour and a half drive away. There's a local hardware store about 10 miles. Can you fill small cracks with quickcrete, or do you need concrete or stackcrete? I don't know what the differences are.
Okay, so first of all, the type of repair material you use is different than the type of material you would use if you were, say, pouring a new concrete slab. And you mentioned Quikrete. That's a great brand, and they have a wide variety of repair products. You have the option to repair the cracks. You could also resurface that concrete. There's a product for that. And in all cases, the difference between that type of a product, a repair product, and the original sort of concrete product is that the repair products are designed to adhere to the original concrete base. You know, if anything is loose, of course, you have to pop that out and restore it. But short of that, there are plenty of concrete repair products that are out there. And, you know, you're going to obviously have to get yourself to a hardware store or lumber yard to find it. You can do some research online at their website. But you want to make sure you choose a repair product because it is designed specifically to adhere to those surfaces.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right.
Well, sometimes the toughest part of a home improvement project is the very first part, which is hiring the right contractor, right, Les?
Yeah, you know, there are plenty of credible, qualified, and even reliable contractors out there, but we all hear a lot of those horror stories about the not-so-great ones, and that's why the best way to avoid these rotten apples is to get a detailed interview beforehand where you ask the right questions.
Absolutely. Now, it's important to define, first off, the parameters of your project. So you need to have a prospective contractor confirm the dates they can start and finish and the hours that they'll work. There's nothing more annoying than having them come in for an hour or two and then disappear for days on end, right? But if you really want to weed out the bad guys, go deeper. Find out how long they've been in business and who will be assigned as the project supervisor on the job and how you will get in touch with them when you have questions or concerns.
Yeah, and you got to also remember that accidents can happen, and they can happen on a job site. So you've got to find out whether workers are employees or subcontractors and if that company carries workers' compensation and liability insurance. Now, if your state requires that your contractor be licensed, you want to make sure that they also have a license. And if you don't know if your state falls into that category, you can call the state or local government and they'll tell you.
Yeah, one more thing on that insurance I just thought of. Make sure you request a copy of the certificate of insurance and ask to be added as an additional insured. There's no charge to the contractor for that, and their insurance agents do this all the time. This way you can be absolutely positive that the insurance is good and that you are protected. And finally, make sure the prospective contractor is the right one for your project by getting answers on how they approach a project like yours. You want to know how many similar projects they've completed in the past year and get a list of references for those projects and, just as important, for projects that they completed some years ago. This way you can see how their quality and their reputation has sort of stood up over time. If you do that, you're apt to find the best pro for the job.
Mike in North Dakota's on the line, has a drywall question. What can we do for you?
We're putting in drywall. Would you put in half-inch drywall if you're going to finish the garage? It's 2x6s with 16-inch centers.
Is the garage detached or an attached garage?
No, it's unattached.
So a couple of things. First of all, since it's – the reason I asked you if it was connected to the house, because if it was, the wall between the garage and the house has to have a certain fire rating to make it safe. If you want to, you know, do a little bit better of a job and you may be required to, I would put 5/8 inch thick fire-resistant drywall on those walls as opposed to standard half-inch. It's a little more expensive, but why not have a fireproof or certainly a more fireproof garage assembly? You also asked, I think it was our producer, whether or not the drywall has to be on the concrete, and the answer is no. You definitely don't want it to be in contact with the concrete because drywall is covered in paper. And if you have it in contact with concrete, it's going to get damp and wet and really messy. You want to make sure you keep it up at least an inch off of that floor.
Now, what do you when you finish it off? What would you put in there for the to cover that inch up? Just
if you really wanted to finish it nicely, yeah, you could put sort of a baseboard type of a piece down there. Like in my garage, I have a piece of 1x6 pressure treated along the floor, and that makes up sort of like a band board. That's sort of the baseboard molding all along, because you know we're always like sort of pushing stuff up against it and that kind of stuff. And I wanted something tough because I knew if we were pushing a hand cart up against the drywall, we'd end up with dents in it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, you're right there. That's what I did with my old one.
All right, good luck with that project, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus you have the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, faux finishes were all the rage a few years ago, but now painting over them, that can be tricky. We're going to share some tips to make sure the paint sticks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? The Money Pit is where you can learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Have a post here from Vanji who writes, I have a faux finish on a bathroom and bedroom wall which have a glaze on top. I want to repaint it. Do I need to do something special in order to paint over that glaze? Vanji, I'm going to say, were you on a while you were out at some point?
I know, right?
I'm so sorry to all the families we put faux finishes on all those walls, because I know, especially textural ones, oh my goodness, those are hard to cover.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's kind of like the vertical version of popcorn ceiling, right? It was good at the moment, and it was good at the time, but man, it's really hard to get rid of those. And so I think you have to, like, I don't know, Leslie, think about how much punishment you want to put yourself through. I mean, if you really want them to be super smooth again, then you've got to scrape them really smooth, or you've got to, frankly, put new drywall over it sometimes if it's just that bad. But the thing is, even if you get a lot of that off, you're going to have to prime it and repaint it. And no matter how good a job you do, it's just hard not to have sort of dings and uneven spaces underneath. So if you do that, make sure you paint it with a flat paint, the best flat paint you can buy, because otherwise when the light hits it, it will just reflect every imperfection in that wall. But most importantly is that primer coat, because we don't know what magic mix of materials was used to create that faux finish. We want to make sure you have good adhesion. So I would recommend that you use a type of primer called a high adhesion or high stickiness. The stickier the primer, the better. And there's one by Kills called Kills 3 that just came out that will work very well. So make sure you use the high adhesion primer and then put your top coat over that, and you shouldn't have any problems with painting over those old faux finishes.
All right. Good luck with that, Vanji. And again, I apologize to the many families out there. All right. Susan wrote in saying, I just had a new dishwasher installed 2 months ago. When I lean on the kitchen counter, it moves. Recently, I found a screw lying in the bottom of the dishwasher. What do I do with this?
You know, I like this question because we recently had a dishwasher fail. It was a GE. I'm not happy about it. It was only a little more than 3 years old. But I replaced it with a Bosch, which was rated tops by Consumer Reports. Now, when I went to do the installation, I got through everything except for the point where I had to attach the dishwasher to either the counter or sort of the sides of the cabinet. And I tell you, the instructions were really convoluted and just didn't do the job in explaining to me how I was supposed to use these clips. And it turned out there was a little slit in like the rubber gasket on the side where was space for you to basically drive the screw through and then put the screwdriver in it and make the attachment. But if I hadn't researched it and found a handy YouTube video, I would have like pondered that question for far longer than I should have. I'm telling you this, Susan, because basically you have two places you can attach this dishwasher. If you have a stone or a solid surface countertop, you can attach it to the underside of that countertop, and there should be a bracket coming off the dishwasher with a hole to do that. And if you don't, you can attach it to the cabinet to the left and the cabinet to the right. Again, there's a little tab bracket that comes off the body of the dishwasher, which should take one screw into the sides of the cabinet, and this will stop it from coming out when you open the door, because that's exactly what happens. You pop that door open, the whole thing tilts forward, so it has to be secured. It must have loosened up.
Yeah, Susan, it's super important also if you've got kids in the house, because I feel like they're always pulling on like the stove and the dishwasher, and you don't want it to tip out and hurt them. So definitely put those screws back in and enjoy that new dishwasher. Everybody loves a new dishwasher.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com during our favorite time of the year for home fix-ups. If you are fixing up your house this fall, if you're getting ready for the holidays, if you are sealing things up, if you are tightening things up for the winter, whatever projects on your to-do list, you can slide it to ours 24/7 by contacting us with those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them at MoneyPit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The organization backing those Haitian kidnapped missionaries asking for our prayers.
Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, whose 17 members were kidnapped in Haiti, asked supporters on Friday to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times as efforts to recover them entered a sixth day. The group issued the statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mawozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. Haitian officials have said the gang is seeking $1 million ransom per person. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden and Democratic leaders in Congress have edged close to a deal on their big package of social services and climate change strategies. They went past yesterday's informal deadline and hope to continue through the weekend in an effort to scale back the plan and figure out how to pay for it. It's going to be an overly wet weekend in Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Walbrun says a massive storm expected to bring a significant amount of rain through Monday.
And of our coastal hills and the west slope of the Sierra, we expect to see totals on the order of 10 inches of rain. And some of our wettest peaks could approach up to a foot of rain, which would be pretty excessive. Even the lower elevations, we're expecting several inches. So this is on the heels of essentially a two-year drought.
Commuters in the Washington, D.C. area will face longer waits for Metro trains through at least the end of the month, maybe even longer. More than half the fleet will remain out of service over safety issues after they found some they were abruptly pulled last week after a derailing revealed chronic problem with wheels and axles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
U.S. military says it killed a senior al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike Friday in northwest Syria.
Abdul Hamad al-Matar was killed by a drone strike, which came 2 days after a U.S. military outpost in southern Syria was hit by a coordinated attack that included rockets and drones. U.S. officials said no American troops were injured or killed in that attack. Army Major John Rigsby says in a statement the killing of al-Matar will disrupt al-Qaeda's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks threatening U.S. citizens, our partners, and innocent civilians. I'm Julie Walker.
Italy's right-wing former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini went on trial today, charged with kidnapping for refusing him back in 2019 to allow a Spanish migrant rescue ship to dock in Sicily, thus keeping the people on board at sea for days. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. American Express saw its profits surge last quarter by 70%.
This as Americans pulled out their credit cards to start traveling, dining out, and entertaining as they had done before the pandemic. The New York-based company said it earned $1.83 billion last quarter, compared with a profit of $1.07 billion in the same period a year ago. During the pandemic, spending on its cards dropped sharply as consumers were unable to dine out, travel, or go see movies and shows. Patrick Foss reporting.
A 58-year-old Florida man finds himself in jail, accused of killing his neighbor all over a cat that wandered into his yard. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says the man went to the neighbor's home, threatening to shoot the cat for the offense. The neighbor asked the man not to do that. The suspect shot him. Now he's being held without bond on a second-degree murder charge. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so thrilled to be with you today on this beautiful fall weekend. We hope that you are getting stuff done around your house and enjoying the weather. Maybe if you're taking on a project or two and you need some help, well, that's where we come in. You can reach out to us by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. These days, there is no shortage of noise about how to make your home energy efficient, right? I mean, every window or door or insulation advertisement you hear promises to help you cut heating costs, be more comfortable. But what if there was a way to build a home that was already efficient? Well, there is, and they're called Energy Star homes. We'll explain what that entails just ahead.
And also ahead, they call it fall for a reason. And if raking leaves is the last thing you want to do this weekend, we have got tips, techniques, and tools that make leaf collection easier.
And with the holiday season ahead, cooking up holiday memories usually means cooking up lots of food in your oven, which is why now is a great time to troubleshoot that appliance before the turkey's inside and the stomachs start to grumble. We'll tell you how to give your oven a quick checkup just ahead.
And the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way. Hopefully it's a lot of fun and a successful project.
So give us a call right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home,
okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
And this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
my curb is messed up.
your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product that's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jack from Michigan's on the line with some gurgling sounds coming from the toilet and the sink. What is going on?
We have a sub pump downstairs in the basement, and when we run the washing machine or when the water softener regenerates and runs the sub pump, I have a gurgling noise that comes up and comes up through the kitchen sink and then usually the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom toilet.
I bet you want to know what's causing that.
I would love to.
It's a lack of venting, a lack of proper venting. So when
okay.
the washer is discharging or the sump pump is discharging and all of that water is draining out of those pipes, it's basically causing a pressure that wants to pull the rest of the water out of the trap, which
okay.
is that there's a trap in the toilet, there's a trap in the kitchen sink. And as
yep.
it does that, that's when you get that kind of gulp, gulp, gulp sound because it's just gasping
yep.
for air as that happens. Now, if you drive down the average neighborhood and you see pipes that come up through the roof, plumbing pipes, those are vent pipes, and they
yes,
let air into the plumbing system. Okay, so you have one of those, but for some
yeah.
reason it's not hooked up correctly because
okay.
you're not getting enough air into the bathroom or the kitchen. Now,
okay.
let's leaving the bathroom aside from now. In terms of the kitchen, there is an under-cabinet vent that you could put in that would supplement the house venting that will only let air in and not let sewage gas out. So there's
okay.
one possible repair there. For the bathroom, you know, you really need to figure out why it's not venting properly. It could be that vent is obstructed, and that has happened, and, you know, it could be something as simple as a nest that got in there, but for some reason, those vents are obstructed or they're not hooked up right, and that's why you're getting that plumbing system gasping for air.
So would I have to have maybe a plumber come over and drop maybe a camera down the vent tube?
Yeah, I mean, or just a bright,
it?
I mean, just a really bright flashlight, you know, like a mag light
okay.
or a stream light, and you could look right down there, and sometimes you can see the obstruction, but you got to kind of track it down, figure out what's going on.
I also have an issue that when we flush the toilet, it doesn't seem, I mean, the back of the tank, the bowl fills up with water, but there doesn't seem to be a good water level in, you know, in the toilet itself. Is that all part of the problem?
Potentially, yes. Potentially, it could be causing an issue as well.
Okay, so that could be related to the vent.
Yep, exactly. Yep, so, it's definitely a venting issue. You just got to get to the bottom of it, Jack.
Just got to determine where the problem is in the vent.
Get an address, get some more air in there. Yep.
And in one vent, one outside vent is usually enough if it's operating properly?
Yeah, one main vent is typically what you would have. I mean, how many bathrooms do you have in this house?
Just the one.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to have is one vent, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that narrows it down then.
All right, well, good luck, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, making homes energy efficient seems to be something that most homeowners spend a long time and a lot of money making happen. Instead, what if you were able to buy a home that's already guaranteed to be more efficient than even building code requires? Well, Energy Star homes do just that. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions and you'll get expert help for the care and feeding of your home and be able to create your best home ever.
Hey guys, you can listen to The Money Pit when you want by following The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which really is just in time to get organized for your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Tony in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about getting some extra power, maybe a generator, maybe an extension cord through a window. Let's find out what's going on.
We live way out in the country, and my wife and I have purchased a 2,000-watt peak generator. And, of course, you don't want to run that in the house. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking about doing is running a male outside to female inside socket, if I can, through an outside wall so that we can then plug in a short extension cord and run, you know, small appliances, light bulbs, whatever, inside the house if we have a power outage this winter, which we are somewhat prone to do out here.
All right, well, you're on the right track, but this is not a DIY kind of hack-it-together thing. There actually is a product called a transfer switch that's designed for exactly this purpose. They have transfer switches that are designed for big generators, like 20,000 watts. Then they have ones that are designed for very small generators, like 2,000 watts, and it kind of works just like you said. There's an outlet that is inside the house. It could have a series of even a, maybe three or four different circuits that could be on this. Or it could just be, you know, an outlet that's there. And then there's a cord outside that would actually be plugged into the generator to bring that power in. You make a very good point by saying you can't run it inside the house. I want to expand upon that and say you can't even run it in the garage. I mean, anywhere aside from, you know, 10 feet or more away from your house, you shouldn't be using a generator space like that because those carbon monoxide fumes can definitely get back into the building. So I think you're on the right track, but what you want to do is go out and pick up a transfer switch. You can find them online. It's designed for a portable generator, and everything that you've envisioned will be there for you. You won't have to build it yourself. And it'll be a lot safer, too.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Well, Energy Star is something that you're probably used to hearing when you think about buying an appliance. It's all over. There's stickers, labels. You hear about it all the time. But did you know the same EPA program also applies for new homes? Now, to earn an Energy Star designation, a house has got to meet very strict program requirements for energy efficiency that have been developed by Energy Star's residential new construction program.
Now, to qualify for the Energy Star certification, homes must be at least 10% more efficient than homes that are built to code. But most Energy Star homes achieve a 20% improvement on average. And to get there, builders need to construct homes that really focus on four areas. The first one is a complete thermal enclosure system. Now, we're talking about comprehensive air sealing, properly installed insulation, high-performance windows, basically everything that keeps the weather out. If you do this, you're going to reduce maintenance costs and lower those monthly utility bills. And next, a high-efficiency complete heating and cooling system. High-efficiency systems that are engineered to deliver more comfort, better moisture control, improved air quality, and quieter operation. We put one of those high-efficiency systems in this year, and it's so fun now to open our gas bill. I never thought opening the gas bill would be fun. With my gas company, they show like two little pictures of a house, like an icon, and they have like, you know, average house and your house. And I'm always like the tiny little your house. Really small number compared to the average house. I'm like, yes.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. Next up, guys, an Energy Star home is going to require a complete water management system. Now, that's a comprehensive package of best building practices and materials that are going to protect your roofs, your walls, and foundations from water damage. Also, you want to think about installing energy-efficient lighting and appliances. Those will be installed throughout the house to help reduce your monthly utility bills and also provide high-quality performance. So it's totally like a full package.
Now, here's the best part of this, I think, and that is that to get the designation, the program requires a third-party verification by an energy rating company. And this is a company who just does the measurement, so they have nothing to do with the builder, completely separate. So it's not like the builder's saying, yeah, I did all that, you're good to go. No, the builder has to prove that he did all that, and you're good to go. So the energy raters will do an on-site diagnostic testing and inspection, and they'll document that the house is eligible to earn that Energy Star label. So really great program. If you're going to build a new house, definitely consider going with an Energy Star certification.
Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called Roller Rock. They have a product called Spread Rock. I would take a look at Deich
daichcoatings.com. It's daichcoatings, daichcoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this Terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this Terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going to be instructions with all of these products. But basically, you have to get off the loose paint that's there, whatever the material is you put before. You know, if it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to daichcoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Okay. Thank you.
Now we've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes. Our basement has some cracks in it. And when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And if the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news, because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid, you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. Usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
Sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive. You know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right, great. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, they call it fall for a reason, and if raking leaves is the last thing that you want to do with your weekend, we've got some tips, some techniques, and the tools to make that leaf collection easier next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management. Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house
mm-hmm.
with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and not wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge will be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to like stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question, but it doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it, yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye.
Well, if you're thinking of skipping that dreaded chore of leaf raking, forget it. There are good reasons that you need to rake up fallen leaves. For example, guys, leaves that are left on the lawn are going to deprive your grass of crucial sunlight during those fall months where the light is already short enough. Now, the leaves, they can also accumulate, then they're going to get wet, and that can lead to mold growth and then attracting pests like termites, all the things you don't want in your house. Now, what do you do with all those fallen leaves? You should check with your town, because some ask for your leaves to be bagged, others allow raking into curbside piles that are then collected by a municipal vacuum. So every town is going to vary, so find out what your town likes and then do it that way. Now, you can also rake leaves into piles around your shrubs, and you can sort of use it as like a natural mulch, almost like a compost for specific areas. So it's definitely, there's a lot of different ways you can tackle these leaves.
Now, here's a trick that will make the job go a lot quicker. You want to pick up a small blue tarp, no more than about 8 by 10, and then rake the leaves onto the tarp and then drag that around the lawn as the job progresses. Now, leaves are lightweight, right? So you can get a lot more leaves on that tarp than you could in a wheelbarrow, and you can move them off quicker and in bigger piles. You can even pull it to the street and dump the leaves curbside if your town picks up that way. It's just a lot easier to move leaves using the tarp than it is to pick them up and bag them, or even use a wheelbarrow to move them from here to there. Because whenever you use a wheelbarrow, they all fall out along the way anyway. The only thing that I thought the wheelbarrows were great for was when the kids wanted rides
with the wheelbarrow full of leaves.
I was going to say. I was like, for taking the kids around the yard with the leaves?
You definitely don't want to drag your kids around on a tarp full of leaves.
No,
wheelbarrow's much more fun.
You might. Christine in Alaska's on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your money pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm? And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep, unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, it's going to be a much warmer winter for you as a result.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the holiday season, it's just around the corner, and cooking up holiday memories usually means cooking up a lot of food. We're going to help you troubleshoot your oven now before you put that turkey inside and everybody's stomach is grumbling. So stick around for all those tasty treats and that perfectly functioning oven.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, give us a call with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, it's one of the hardest working appliances in the house all year long, but kitchen ovens are really put to the test over the holiday season when you're cooking up all those memories, because that always means cooking up tasty meals.
Yeah, now the truth is that ovens need occasional repair or maintenance, especially if you want to avoid them breaking down before or during a party, which, by the way, is the worst time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when you run the cleaning cycle before the party, bad idea, because that really stresses the oven out.
Don't do that.
And if it's going to break, it'll break then. But let's start with some basics. If you want to check the accuracy of your oven's temperature, it really is a smart thing to do. Set a thermometer into a preheated oven and then compare the reading to make sure it actually matches the set temperature. We used to do this all the time in the home inspection business, and it's surprising how many times we were way off.
I mean, it's really interesting. You don't think to check that. Now, a glass bulb thermometer, not an oven thermometer, are really recommended for the most accurate result. And if it comes back a little high or low, don't worry. A reading of 25 degrees Fahrenheit above or below that set temperature is perfectly acceptable. It seems like a lot, but it's not when you're thinking of it in a cooking capacity.
Now, over the year, you get a lot of crud, that's a technical term, that builds up on the oven's control panel. So you want to use a non-abrasive cleaner or a glass cleaner. Don't use one of these cream cleanser polishing kinds of things, because they actually have a little abrasion to them and they can scratch it up. And this way you can remove the grease and any remnants of food that are left behind.
Now, your oven door, you may have noticed that when you open it, you see a gasket around the inside, and that's meant to keep the heat in. So you want to inspect that gasket, make sure it's not warped or cracked, and if you need to, replace them.
And remember, if you plan to use your oven's self-cleaning feature, don't do it at the last minute, because self-cleaning cycles are stressful on the appliance, as we said, and it can cause it to break down. So do it a week or two before, so you have plenty of time for repair if it's necessary.
All right, next up we've got Georgia calling from Pennsylvania. What's going on, Georgia? How can we help you?
Well, hi, Leslie. I have a problem. We have a stone home that actually my dad had built in the 50s, Okay. Solid stone. And we have a window in a bedroom. The bedroom is actually over a crawl space. And the window had been leaking water around it, and I don't know for how long. But we just had it wrapped like last year, thinking that would take care of the musty smell that we have, but it hasn't. And we can't, you know, we don't know if we have to rip out the walls, or the hardwood floors, if there's mold in there, you know, any suggestions that, so we don't have to go through all that.
Is the home occupied all the time, or is it like a vacation home?
No, it's our home.
It's your home, okay.
And is the smell just coming from the basement, or is it coming from the room where you had the leak? Or the crawl space, rather.
Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. We haven't actually crawled into the crawl space to see, but it smells like it's coming from the walls.
Is the crawl space accessible, Georgia? Is there room to get in there?
Yeah.
Okay, when you go in the crawl space, is it just like a sand floor, like a dirt floor?
Yeah, dirt.
Do you have any kind of vapor barrier in there? Do you have any kind of plastic down over the floor?
We do not.
Okay.
That's something we were going to do, but we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, this may be obvious, but I want to make sure that there's no, like, animal that got in there that died and is now that source of the smell in the crawl space. Secondly, I do think you need to get in that crawl space, and you need to lay down very heavy visqueen or plastic sheeting with as few seams as possible. If you're going to overlap it, overlap, like, 4 feet of it, you know, so you really trap the moisture under that floor. because right now all the humidity in the soil is just evaporating right up into the house. And if you put a vapor barrier down, you're going to change that a lot. The third thing that you could do is you could have in the crawl space vents, which I'm hoping it has, you could have a fan installed into those vents that works on a humidistat so that whenever it gets very damp and humid in the crawl space, whatever, when the percent humidity is sort of reached, that fan will kick on and draw some drier air from the outside through that space. Those steps will help reduce the volume of moisture that's in that crawl space, and coupled with that would be just some basic maintenance to your outside grading and drainage, making sure you have gutters that are clean and free-flowing and downspouts that are extended, and also make sure that the soil, where possible, slopes away from the wall. You have to take steps to reduce the humidity, and just doing those few things will have a major impact on it.
So you don't think that we have to worry about the like mold in the walls or anything like that we have to deal with?
I don't know, but I want you to do all these basic things first. These are basic, easy, inexpensive things that almost always lead to very significant moisture problems inside a house. So let's take care of the simple things first before we start tearing walls open.
Well, it works for me.
All right, Georgia? All right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? Whatever it is, we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, guys, Halloween is right around the corner, which is super exciting. That means lots of foot traffic coming to your front door. So you want to make sure that your sidewalk, the walkway, the driveway, every little spot that they're going to take to get to your front door is safe for those little visitors. We'll tell you how next.
You live in a bunny pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, where you can post your home improvement questions.
You can post your question at MoneyPit.com, just like Lee did. Now, Lee says, we had our roof totally replaced with metal roofing along with new 6-inch gutters. We do want to add some type of gutter guard, but the contracting company said that the guards don't work well with a metal roof because the water runs off the metal roof faster than a shingled roof. Is this actually true? And if not, what is your recommendation?
You know, I thought this was a really interesting question, and I, even though I haven't heard this advice before, it makes perfect sense because I know that some of those gutter guards, especially the type that are what's called reverse curve, where it's like a flat total top to the gutter, and then at a rounded edge that the water sort of follows and drips in. When the water comes down the roof really fast and really hard, it jumps right over that reverse curve gutter guard and it lands in the yard. So in this case, I think the gutter company is right. But here's the thing. You may not need guards because you put in 6-inch gutters. Those are much deeper than regular gutters, and they don't clog nearly as frequently. So I would just go with it this fall with no gutter guards and see how it goes. You may find you're saving yourself a boatload of money, and it works perfectly fine. I mean, the downspouts are bigger. The gutters are bigger. On my house, my 6-inch gutters just almost never fail.
All right, and good luck with those new gutters. That's definitely the best way to keep your basement dry.
Well, Halloween is right around the corner, and with that, there'll be lots of foot traffic to your front door. That's why now is a great time to make sure your sidewalks and your walkways and your driveways are safe for those little visitors. Learn how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I know this is like your favorite holiday of the year, so you must go through a lot to get that house ready.
Oh, I'm super excited. And, you know, I start the decorating like just before October 1st. So come, you know, the second week of October, we are fully decked out inside and out. And, you know, I like to take those orange lights outside and sort of remove the spooky elements of it and sort of continue it right to Thanksgiving. I'm always thinking about how to keep these decorations up for as long as possible. But Halloween is really special because, first of all, you want to decorate everything. You want to make it look spooky and fun and welcoming at the same time for the little guys. But you've got a lot of people of all ages walking up the steps, walking on the pathway, climbing across the grass, whatever it is, they're, you know, scrambling to get to your front door. So you want to make sure that everything around your property is safe for all of the people that are going to come and visit. So you've got to make sure that your sidewalks and steps are in good repair. Make sure they're clean, clear, safe. You don't want anything obstructing that pathway. And you've got to also check the railings. Are they steady? Are they easy to grip? You also want to make sure that there's plenty of open space around the front door itself. You want to make sure there's no candles or anything that could catch a costume and fire. So I know a lot of people still use natural candles in those pumpkins, but definitely go ahead and get the battery-operated ones. Just be safe when it comes to that. Now, Halloween lighting effects, super fun, but they should be secondary to the path lighting and a welcoming porch light because you want to make sure everybody can get clearly to the front door. So if you want to do some spooky lighting and fog, leave it to the lawn away from the front door. Another fun thing is a Halloween sound effect and a repeatedly ringing doorbell and costume guests. You may love them, but your pets may not. I know Sherman, who I'm sure occasionally you guys hear on the radio show because he's very chatty, but Sherman does not like all the doorbell ringing and all the people knocking at the door. So you want to make sure that you keep your pet sort of in a safe room in the house where they can't run or run out of the door or scare one of the kids and force the kid to maybe back up off the steps. You got to be careful. Think about, I know Sherman's saying, hey.
There he is.
You got to make sure that everybody is well accounted for. And when you're done for the night, turn those lights off. That is the universal signal of we are done trick-or-treating. Go somewhere else.
Come back next year. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, painting a room is the most economical way to change your decor. But while most people spend a lot of time picking out the perfect color for their rooms, choosing the perfect paint sheen is often an afterthought. We'll share tips on how to choose the best paint sheen to make your project shine on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.